This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
Texas flooding.
Water is so powerful and so fast.
Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife indicted.
Said that these allegations are false.
Former Trump advisor Hope Hicks testifies in criminal trial.
Hicks broke down on the stand while being questioned by Trump's lawyer.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Evacuations in Texas due to flooding. 88 counties there are under disaster declarations due to heavy rains and flash flooding statewide, the worst happening in Houston. The latest from reporter Chris Fox.
Dozens of water rescues so far in Houston, including 27 kids when their school bus got stuck in high water. More than 9 inches of rain over the past 24 hours. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo issuing the evacuation order for those around the San Jacinto River.
It's a catastrophic event, and we all need to take the urgent and necessary steps to respond accordingly.
Hidalgo adding the threat is ongoing and will get worse.
Congressman Henry Cuellar, a Democrat from Texas, and his wife are facing charges including conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. CBS's Scott McFarland says prosecutors allege an elaborate scheme.
Among the allegations here is that Congressman Cuellar's wife set up this shell company in which she signed on as a consultant to various businesses tied to the Azerbaijan government or the bank, and didn't really do any work. And the payments were, in fact, payments in exchange for acts undertaken by the congressman.
Congressman Cuellar and his wife have entered not guilty pleas. A trial date has been set for July 8th. Former aide Hope Hicks takes the stand at former President Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial. He's accused of falsifying business records related to reimbursements to his then-lawyer Michael Cohen to squash potentially damaging stories ahead of the 2016 election. More on Hope Hicks' testimony from CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Hicks testified Trump told her his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid porn star Stormy Daniels to protect him from a false allegation, saying he did it out of the kindness of his heart. Hicks told the jury, "I would say that would be out of character for Michael. I don't know Michael to be an especially charitable person."
As campus protests continue, New York police today have arrested over 50 people at New York University and the New School. In Washington, D.C., CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
At the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., these students say they will stay until they are forced to move out.
Are you concerned for your safety if police are called in?
It's terrifying to see what's happening in a country that claims to value free speech.
Administrators say they are trying to ensure the safety of their campuses, especially as graduation ceremonies are set to begin.
Stock surge as hiring shows welcome signs of cooling. The Dow surged 450 points. NASDAQ jumped 315. Now this.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life.
Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
At the White House, President Biden has awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 19 recipients. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Among those receiving the award, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy is a brilliant, practical, principled, and determined leader.
A space pioneer.
Dr. Jane Rigby. She's a groundbreaking astrophysicist.
An activist who pushed to make Juneteenth a national holiday.
Sopa Lee made it her mission to make history, not erase it.
And Oscar-winning actress Michelle Yeoh.
As the first Asian actor to win an Oscar as Best Actress, she bridges cultures not only to entertain, but also inspire and open hearts.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Three bodies are reportedly found in Mexico, where one American and two Australian tourists have been reported missing. Sources close to the investigation say the bodies were discovered in the state of Baja California. The tourists were last seen in Ensenada last Saturday. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Crews have started dismantling a bridge over I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, damaged after a fiery crash yesterday. CBS New York's Tony Aiello reports the interstate is shut down with a goal to open it by Monday.
I-95 remains closed in both directions. Drivers spending hours in traffic as they detour around the scene.
Well, normally it would take me probably between 25 to 30 minutes, and now it takes me probably 1.5 hours, 2 hours.
Authorities are urging everyone to take mass transit and work from home if possible.
Boeing is expected to send its first crewed mission to the International Space Station on Monday. The Starliner has had some problems, CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Additional problems were uncovered in the process. But as Butch Wilmore, the commander, has told us repeatedly, that's the past. They believe they've addressed all of those problems. They think the spacecraft is safe and ready to fly. And they said we wouldn't be here if we didn't believe that. So, you know, fingers crossed, but hopefully we'll have a good flight.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
WSB Sabrina Cupid has the latest on a government report on the number of pedestrians who end up in the ER.
Since 2021, traffic-related pedestrian injuries sent approximately 301 million people to the emergency room, according to a CDC study. Lead author Von Berry.
The visits for traffic-related pedestrian injuries were more common among persons of racial and ethnic minority groups compared to non-Hispanic white persons.
She also says they're more common among people 15 to 24 years old and more males than female pedestrians end up in the emergency room with injuries. Traffic-related pedestrian deaths in the United States reached a 40-year high in 2021. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
The U.S. government has loosened some rules governing electric vehicle tax credits, potentially making more EVs eligible for credits of up to $7,500. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert.
And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.